Vrlo jako
primjećivo.
Čak bi slao i špijune.
Bhishma explains this also.
Bhishma objašnjava to također u
Manusamiti. Kako bi kralj poslao
ljude u društvo, ne da bi vidjeli
kako bi zastavljaju
ili ko što govori, da bi ih ukorili, već da vide što su ljudske potrebe i da razumiju kako su ljudi, da bi pokušali zvoljeti na bolje, učinkovitiji
način. So, one of the other things that Lord Rama do, and this is important also for our leaders, we're going to give a leadership course seminar,
but here's one thing addressing leadership,
is the need for constant feedback.
Potreba za neprestanim feedbackom.
Whether we are
neprestanom povratnom
informacijom.
Charge
teaching center or bhakti riksha or namahata.
Bilo da smo glavni direktori riksha ili namahata ili smo uvijek u kuhinji.
Or we are taking care of our family or just trying to lead ourselves even.
Jednostavno sami sebe moramo voditi. Poanta je da je vrlo važno
not to minimize,
ne umanjivati
to appreciate what others are thinking, what their perceptions are,
koje su njihove percepcije, što oni, kako oni vide stvari, koje su njihove potrebe, da bi vidjeli kako bolje vidjeti kako služiti. A kako da služimo ako ne znamo što je potrebno?
So one of the things that Lord Ram would actually do
is that he would hold court. Je da bi on sazvao kao nekakav sud.
He would have people to, he would allow people to be able to share whatever their concerns were. So one day he had gathered his amazing ministers, kings,
rishis,
and even some people who were just expert in law and common practices. This is all part of his court, which showed how he was having advisors
who had some input
in many different areas. The king would have all kinds of counselors. And so this way, if you have people
in
aggregated services, you bring them together, like in many governments, you have so many ministers and whatnot. And they're specialized in some area. They come together and they can often share something with the prime minister or the king. So Lord Ram, he would, on a regular basis. But along with that, he would often send
Lakshmana
out of the palace, and even in front of the palace, to see if anybody was there who had any complaint, any concern, or anybody who wanted to see him. So one day Lakshman went out like that. And he went out out of the palace in front. And he didn't see anybody. So he came back to Lord Ram and he explained that, you know, there's no one there. No one has any kind of petition. Anything they want to present, complain about, anything there, they want you to work on, etc. So Lord Ram was a little uncomfortable. He sent him back. He said, no, go back again. So he went back, and he didn't see any person, but he saw this dog. And this dog was in a very humble state, desperate state. Dog was kind of whining, and the dog was bleeding on the top of the head. So, in this story, this dog was able to talk.
Interesting,
in the story. And so, Lakshman inquired what his concern was. And so the dog explained that he had a petition. That the king was very special, some total of many devas. The king was righteous. The king was to honor Dharma. And so he was eager to be invited by the king. So Lakshman went to see Lord Ram. He explained, there's no person there, but there's this little feeble dog who has an issue and wants to know if he can be invited. Lord Rama said yes, by all means. And so he was invited in to directly have a discussion with Lord Rama. So the dog complained about a particular brahmana who had attacked him and had knocked him in the head. So we will pick up from this point. Now this Brahman's name was Sarvata Siddha. He says, the dog continued, a mendicant Brahmana
named Sarvata Siddha had injured my head. See, this was somebody who was quite renowned. He was a Brahmana, but somehow he had this anger problem.
Like 80% of us in here do.
The dog said there was no fault on my own. Immediately Ram had his men summoned Sarvata Siddhi. So Ram, he called for it. Okay, bring this Brahmin here. Soon thereafter, the Brahmana came before him. Ram inquired, why? Why did you strike this dog in this way? What was his fault? Krodha pranahara satru koni mitra mukho rupu krodha asa makshnaha savam kroho paraksata. Translation. This is again. This is from the Valmiki Ramayana, text 61:21. Anger. This exact quote. Anger is a deadly enemy. A sweet spoken enemy in the garb of a friend. In other words, anger can appear sweet and covered over. Can even appear like a friend in disguise. But it's a great enemy. It is like a sharp sword, and it destroys everything. Tapate jagachaiva yas chadana pachati grohena savam harati tasma kroham visa jagat. Quote, anger nullifies. Now listen to this one. This is very powerful quote here. Anger nullifies whatever sacrifices and austerities one has performed, as well as whatever charity one has given. We just think every time we get excessively angry, it's like we're taking away some of our spiritual credits. We are minimizing some of the potency that we can receive from engaging in yajnas and engaging in the ninefold process. We know many times that anger leads to offenses where it definitely takes away by leaps and bounds. It's like we're depositing in our bank account as we do very spiritual activities. When there's excessive anger, we're taking loads and loads of our credits away. Here's another quote. Indriyanam pradushtanam hayanam iva davatam kavitadrishya sadrayam saratayin jajendriya gocharam. Translation. Therefore, one should give up anger, and as a driver controls a chariot, one should control the senses, which are running towards the objects like wicked horses. The Satan, I'm just going to read this a translation. This is text 61:24. Quote, by one's thoughts, words, and deeds, one should do good to those nearby. One should not hurt others. Sin will not come to one who behaves like this. Text 61:25. The harm that can be accomplished by an uncontrolled mind is greater than that which can be done by a sharp sword. Sometimes people can speak so harsh to you, you would have preferred that they just hit you. You prefer that they just took a broom and just hit you in the back or something. Their words are even more painful. Or like a snake that has been stepped on, or an enemy who has been provoked. Another quote, text 61:26. In spite of making an external show of proper social behavior, one's nature will be revealed by one's actions. So these are some quotes related to this story. Now, just to summarize the story real quick. So now, when Lord Ram called this Brahmana, and it was proven that the Brahmana did attack this dog, and the dog had no fault. But the Brahman was somewhat restless, was famished, and the dog was in the way, and so he gave him a real heavy knock and draw blood from the dog. Now, Lord Ram was concerned about rectifying this, and so He was in a dilemma
because
in this case a Brahmin normally was not to be chastised, but because the Brahmin had done wrong, he must be chastised. So Lord Ram then asked the dog,
amazing,
the speaking dog, what did he feel would be a justifiable punishment.
Kako kazniti
and
Brahmana.
The dog,
I pas,
amazingly,
je začudo rekao,
upitao je, Brahmana,
tražio je u stvari da
be given a very exalted position.
Uzvišen položaj.
Maybe we'll look at that for a minute.
Pogledajmo.
Which was quite shocking.
Tak, to je vrlo šokantno, umjesto da je rekao,
you knocked the Brahmana himself in the head.
Pa i njega udarite
u glavu, so he can understand what it feels
like. Može shvatiti kako je to.
He didn't. So they put him in prison.
Nije rekao stavite ga u zatvor.
He didn't ask for any
nije tražio
kind of
nikakvu,
type of punishment.
Odmazdu,
but he wanted
je htio
that this Brahmin be given a boon.
Dobije blagoslov.
Let's look at this boon that he was asking for.
Pogledajmo blagoslov.
Why was this important?
Koji je tražio pas i zašto je to bilo važno?
The dog
pas
interpreted saying, oh king, you have asked,
rekao,
what can I do for you?
If you, would,
if you truly wish to please me, then kindly appoint this Brahmana as the head of the Kalanjara Monastery. Rama fulfilled the dog's request, and thus the delighted Brahmana Sabha city became honored as a spiritual leader and was placed on top of magnificent decorated elephant. So keep in mind what's going on now. The Brahmana has offended this dog. Lord Ram has called him in. It's been proven that the Brahmana was wrong. Now, Lord Ram asked the dog, how should we punish this guy? And Lord Ram and the dog says, make him a spiritual leader in charge of this awesome monastery. I'm sorry, Lord Ram does it right away. And the Brahmin is like, happy. There he is all of a sudden now. He's on this huge elephant, you know, as a mahat. He's a spiritual leader, all kind of opulence. Now people are kind of concerned and a little amazed. Why was his chastisement given leadership, giving this boon? So let's look and see why Ram did this and why the dog wanted this request. Ram replied, you do not understand the intricacies of karma. The dog, however, does. Because the people, they were shocked.
Oh,
this cruel Brahmana with a terrible temper,
who's
so angry,
he's
being cruel to entities in your kingdom. He's even made this little dog bleed. And now you've given him the head of a monastery. Rama says, you don't understand.
Rama je rekao, ne razumijete.
But the dog knows.
Ali pas zna.
Then promptly Ram explained.
I onda je Rama objasnio.
Then the dog explained. The dog said, in my last life,
u prošlom životu,
I was head
ja sam
of that
glava
Kalanjara Monastery.
Kalanjara, samostana.
I duly worshiped the deities
ja
and the Brahmanas, and I was
Brahmane,
always, and I always took prasadam.
Sam uzimao prasadam.
I performed my sacred duties,
sam svoje,
carefully and properly maintained the servants and maid servants.
Pravilno sam
I was modest
sluge,
and well behaved, and was always engaged in doing good to all living beings. Still, in spite of taking so much care due to some unknown fault, I had to take the lowest birth as a wretched dog. In spite of taking so much care. Now, what to speak of this hot-tempered Brahmana? He is hot-tempered, ruthless, and harsh. He cannot control his anger. He is engaged in harming others. He is certainly unfit to be an acharya. For his audacity in accepting such a position, he will degrade 7 generations of his family. Therefore, if you wish to condemn someone to hell, put them in charge.
Sundananda
Rapuha Dadivaksha, you in this. And all of our leaders, Mahaprabhu, anyone who steals from Brahmanas, the demigods, women or children, is doomed.
Ili
and
žena i djeca
is
je
one who takes back a gift. So in other words, what he's saying is that when you're in charge of some organization
or project like this or whatever,
that one is supposed to help maintain proper care of Brahmins, women, cows, elders, etc. And if not,
ako to ne učinite,
there is very
serious
consequence.
Postoje vrlo ozbiljne
and so this dog, who in
the
previous life was in charge of that monastery,
bio glavni,
and made various types of offenses, and he had to take a birth as a dog.
I mora se roditi
so
kao
he's
pas.
Saying, okay,
I on kaže,
this Ramana, who was so arrogant and puffed up, give him
a
promotion that will really give him the highest demotion. Make him a big leader. And because of his mood, he will then suffer consequences which will help him to learn very fast. So, points of course here is many quotes in reference to the danger of anger, the danger that it brings on one, and also this wonderful mood of leadership where one is constantly trying to get feedback from others to see how to be able to serve them in a better way. Now, let's move on. Yesterday we had so many things on the wall addressing different aspects of anger, and hopefully you tried to remember them since our caretakers of the scroll did not do it properly. So I think they're torn or ruffled. So we have a few other things we want to put on today. But first we want to look at our homework. And our homework assignment, we ask you to reflect on a time that our anger was a guru anger. Hopefully it wasn't a serious apparat, it may have been. But anytime we are having such anger toward our gurus, we're in dangerous ground.
But
at the same time, if we have these symptoms, we should not just ignore them because we want to be able to conquer over them. Sometimes, well, should we do this now? Yeah, I guess so. Let's go to the board first. I'm
going
to give you many techniques tomorrow, but first we're going to look at seven ways of how to address any problem.
Načina na
one,
koji
of course,
se možemo
the first three is very obvious to us,
jedan
and
there
must always be in our consciousness. We must do everything based on, of course, sadhu, number one.
Na osnovu sadhua, prvo.
Seven ways to address any problem. One is the proper association
prvo,
with sadhu.
Prvo, pravilno druženje sa saduima.
Two,
drugi
of course,
način,
have the shastra.
Je naravno šastra.
And three, of course,
i treći
guru.
Način naravno je guru.
So we are familiar with this. We speak this and hear this every day.
To svakog dana čujemo i to nam je poznato da postoje
analyze something.
Da su pravilni načini za nešto analizirati i znati kako djelovati i kada djelovati.
We must constantly
stalno moramo imati
feedback
od ove formule.
To evaluate what is done by proper sadhus. What is done by guru, what is given to us by the shastra. So now if we don't study shastra,
ako ne proučavamo
we won't
šastre,
be able to understand what is proper.
Što je pravilno djelovanje.
And if we don't take notice of the sadhus,
primjećujemo sadhue,
and we will not understand what is proper dharma.
Što je pravilna dharma i sanatana dharma.
It's like you're having some discussions in, I think, Bhakti Vikash Maharaj's class concerning dharma. Interesting things on dharma. So very important is to honor this sadhu, shastra, and guru. Now, as we dive into the shastra, as we understand what is bona fide sadhu, then we have so much of a barometer of what is to be done. I'm
going
to give you just some other aids to assist these primary three. Four is assertion, to assert ourselves.
Ne znam, u stvari. Mislim, biti, osigurate se kao da je to točno.
Five is to put ourselves in another person's shoes.
Staviti se u staviti se u položaj druge osobe.
Put yourself in another person's sandals.
Ili sandale njene, mm-hmm. Ili cipele, kako kaže guru.
Assert, I'll explain in a minute. And six.
A šesto.
is to detach oneself.
Odvojiti se.
From the situation.
Od situacije.
Let's change some detach. Let's put disassociate instead of detach.
Promijenimo u stvari riječ.
No. Number six.
Odvojiti se.
Cross it up. Put disassociate.
To je malo na hrvatskom nezgodno. Odmaknuti se
and
na neki
number
način
four,
od situacije. A broj četiri,
engage
stavi,
in activity.
Uključiti se u aktivnost. Da. Znači broj četiri je uključiti se u aktivnost. Promjena se desila.
Now, right over, if you can go on top of seven ways, just put Roman number one.
Aha.
Yeah, all the way to the top.
Na vrhu tih naslova sedam načina stavi broj jedan.
Okay, so let us just define this a little bit.
Definirajmo malo ovo što smo napisali.
The first three we're quite familiar with.
Dosta već i poznajemo.
Number four.
Broj četiri.
Is sometimes
je ponekad
the best way to deal with a problem.
Najbolji način da riješiti problem je
do something.
Učiniti nešto.
For instance.
Na primjer.
Say. Husband and wife.
Recimo da muž i žena
having some issue.
Imaju neki problem.
The wife is making the husband so angry.
Žena čini muža tako ljutim.
But he's not saying anything. He's pretending.
Ali on ništa ne kaže.
And he's just getting more and more angry.
So
sometimes he has to assert himself. He has to say, or he has to explain. You know, why do you keep doing this?
Zašto to činiš?
Or he has to let her know. Look, I feel so hurt
when you do this. Kad to učiniš.
Or he has to do something that changes the environment so that she doesn't do what she's doing.
Da ona
so sometimes
što radi.
We just have to do something.
Look close at
what we need to do, but we have to do something. We have to be active.
Trebamo biti aktivni. Trebamo proučiti što se zbiva, ali i biti aktivni. Broj pet.
Make a reverse.
U drugim slučajevima trebamo učiniti,
instead of just
sebe,
thinking of our own
da mislimo
problem,
o vlastitim problemima,
we need to
trebamo napraviti obrat i razmišljati
the other person
što
is
druga
thinking
osoba razmišlja. O čemu druga
and trying
osoba
to understand their perception. So we move ourselves from where we are and we're in their shoes. In other words, instead of just responding, we're thinking, if I was her or if I was him, now let me see how I would experience what happened. If this happened to me, let me try to understand it better so I can appreciate why this person has responded or done what they've done. So you just try to do a reverse and you try to become almost that person that you can think and see and try to reflect the way that person is normally doing. You understand that? We say put yourself in the other person's shoes. The
number,
last one is disassociate ourselves from the situation. Sometimes we're so caught up and so close to a problem
blizu nekog problema
that
i toliko
really
smo upleteni u njega da jednostavno ga ne možemo riješiti
ourselves.
Sami.
So often we need somebody to come and mediate. But other times we need just to remove ourselves as if we are like above looking down at what is going on.
Gleda dole na ono što se zbiva.
We are active doing something
and
not like
nešto,
we step out
i onda se kao da se odvojimo u svojoj svijesti i gledamo naše tijelo koje ima odnos sa nečim
tijelom
i onda možemo imati bolji pogled koje su posljedice i što gledamo. Kad ja vas pitam što vi osjećate, koje su vaše osjećaje kad vidite da je netko drugi ljut, neko kaže da želi pobjeći, da je osoba lutkasta.
But now, when we are doing these things, people are also having these feelings toward us. So sometimes we need to detach or disassociate ourselves while we are now looking at the situation. Roman numeral two. Down here. Well, you have two, just make it a Roman numeral. Okay? Make that two.
Napravi rimski broj.
Okay, now, another way
drugi
to deal with
način,
issues, you keep this in mind because when we do some exercises, we're going to have you to call upon some of these. Another way to deal with issues of conflict
ili
is to name it,
imenovati taj problem,
I gave this to you last year.
Dao sam vam to prošle godine.
Face it.
Suočiti se s tim.
Fill it.
Ispuniti to.
And release it.
I otpustiti. Ne, osjetiti to i otpustiti onda. Ne ispuniti.
Now why is this important?
Zašto je to važno?
Because remember I said one of the reasons some people have chronic disease because they have suppressed anger. When you're angry, it has an effect on your hormones. When you're angry, it has an effect on your blood. It hardens your arteries. There's all kinds of things in the body.
Arterije,
and when you hold it in, it also does these things, sometimes even worse.
To zadržavate unutra, onda to čini
you explode it, there's a problem.
If you hold it in, there's a problem. A ako to zadržavate
it must be transformed.
Sebi, to je isto problem. To mora biti transformirano.
Understood, recognized, dealt with.
Shvaćeno,
so
i treba
in the process of transformation, we have to first name it. I'm uncomfortable.
To.
I'm angry.
Ja sam ljud.
Why?
Zašto?
Why am I so angry today?
Zašto sam tako ljud danas?
Why did this person make me so angry?
Zašto me ta osoba čini tako
and we realize,
ljudim?
Yes, because
da,
he did this,
jer je učinio to,
she does
to
like
i
this.
To.
And so you're first confronting
ona,
it. You name it,
s tim.
And you're facing it. Sometimes
to
the only way through pain is only way to be free of pain is through pain. Sometimes you have to experience it, to go through it, to transcend it.
Bol,
so you name
bol.
It. What is it? Why? What is it? It's anger. What enemy is it? It's Krota.
Huh?
Now we face it. Why? How is this Krota affecting me today?
Kako se ta Krota na
we
mene
now
we're
feeling
danas.
Yes, it's causing me to feel so miserable.
Joj,
I feel dull.
Tako tupo
I don't feel like reading. I don't feel like chanting.
Ne
I don't feel like associating.
Ne želim se ni čitati,
and then
ne želim
we, as we grasp what it is,
I onda kad
what particular enemy
je to,
of the mind it is, and how it's affecting us,
now
na nas, we release it.
Onda to otpustimo.
If we don't name it, and face it, this first category, seven ways of how to address any problem,
it's
not just anger. You can use this for all kinds of
things.
And the second category is going a little deeper, you're trying to grab it, you know, to be able to eliminate it. Okay, so,
uhvatiti to da bi to eliminirali.
Okay, so now we go back.
A sada se vraćamo.
And as I said, tomorrow I'll give you some very systematic ways.
Neke načine,
if you can,
tehnika.
Try to bring pencil and paper tomorrow
možete,
so you can write these things down that I'll give you
and
how to deal with this.
Papir,
because
this,
these
dati.
Are areas where we can be much more Christian conscious if we can be able to avoid some of these type of disturbances. Too often, we have too many devotees who know so much but who act so bad. We have too many devotees who are going on 10 years, 15 years, even 30 years, and the advancement is not very mature. And so why? Because some of these different kinds of narthas constantly keeps taking away some of the spiritual credits, or it checks the creeper, for the creeper is only able to flourish to a certain extent. That's why I'm giving these kind of classes. I said I'm giving about 25 classes. On this world tour, and five of the classes are dealing just with, you know, narthas. This is one of the type of courses or seminars. Okay, so our concern now is a homework that to share time when you were expressing or feeling some either over or some repressed anger toward a guru, and you were able to work through it, to resolve it. And hopefully you use something like this unconsciously or consciously, but you were able to resolve it. Now, I'm going to give you one short example
of
myself, which I had some years back, and how I was able to resolve it.
I have two cases I want to share with you.
Podijelit ću
prije nekoliko godina.
I was a little more active in Africa.
Bio sam aktivniji u Africi.
It's one of my GBC zones also.
Jedna od mojih GBC zona.
And,
je to.
There are so many revolutions in some of these countries.
Revolucija u tim nekim zemljama.
And so one of the countries,
Liberia,
that's very connected with
vrlo je
United
povezana
States.
Su,
they had these
overthrows. I izbacivali su vladu. Puč su izvršili.
And coup d'etat is called. So Our devotees
naši bhakte
were very active.
Su bili vrlo
aktivni. I trained many of my presidents
ja
to
istrenirao
mnoge
od mojih predsjednika da budu vrlo aktivni u zemljama. Ponekad savjetuju lidere.
Or doing a lot of media programs. So anyway,
I'll
make a long story short.
Da bi skratili priču,
one revolution had a tremendous effect on our movement as well.
Na naš pokret isto.
And some of our devotees who
neki od naših bakta,
were acting
koji su
as advisors to the then new president, head of the country, trying to encourage him to act proper. They were connecting with him because millions of people were starving.
Su milijuni ljudi bili gladni i oni su dobivali tone i tone hrane ili žitarica i organizirali dijeljenje hrane za stotine tisuća ljudi. I to je dobro išlo neko vrijeme i onda su se oni okrenuli protiv nas. I nekako
the leader was thinking that maybe our devotees were CIA,
da možda su naši bakti CIA.
And the occurrence that happened,
i dogodilo se da je jedna od djevojaka iz Amerike napisala pismo tom predsjedniku i govorila mu da ne drži demone savjetnike oko njega, da bi trebao preuzeti odgovornost kao lider, da se pozabavi ljudima i to će zadovoljiti Boga. I bilo kako bilo, zato jer je riječ demon bila unutri, vođa je postao vrlo uznemiren jer je on čitao pisma koja bi dobio od bakta njegovom centralnom komitetu i pokazao je kako je on duhovno vođen
Hare Krishna kako vođa, a sada je pročitao gdje piše
da nije znao da to pismo to sadržava i kad bi
don't keep demons around you. And so here are these members of the central committee they're calling us demons.
Zove nas demonima.
And so they got angry.
I onda su se oni naljutili i predsjednik je također postao ljut.
Some days later,
i nekoliko dana kasnije predsjednik
after coming, well, he wasn't president, he was just a rebel, but he was in charge of the country.
Nije bio neki predsjednik, nego samo
they came in tanks and they came by the temple.
I onda su oni došli u hram.
And they raided the temple. I, took as many devotees as they could, as they found,
who
got away.
They took them very close to a bridge
and assassinated and they killed them.
Doveli su ih do mosta i ubili su ih.
When I heard this,
kada sam to čuo,
I was feeling a little bit angry at Prabhupada for a little while.
Ljutnju na Srila
Prabhupada
neko vrijeme. I was
thinking, so these devotees were trying so hard to serve you, serve your mission,
svoju misiju.
You know, why you're not protecting them?
Zašto nisi zaštitio i mislio sam tako na to neko vrijeme.
Because here these innocent devotees had lost their bodies.
Oni su izgubili svoje tijela dok su pokušavali činiti food for life i služiti. Jer rat je opasna stvar i svakakve stvari se događaju. Ali naravno, nakon kratkog vremena razmišljanja na taj način, naravno sam si dozvolio da ne mislim
više.
Na taj način.
With two things.
First, I realized that when Krishna says, "Namay bhakti apanashati, my devotee shall not perish," he doesn't mean that we won't die. We all have to die.
We all have to
die. In some way.
But he lets us know that ultimately, as we are dedicated to him, it is his duty to retrieve us, to bring us back to Godhead. It is his duty to take care of us according to our
degree of surrender.
Now when I looked at the connection of the combination of devotees who left their bodies, I realized that some of them, a few, were quite advanced, quite serious. And so for them, it was total success because they were died in the battlefield doing their service this way. So it was a great
velika pobjeda.
And then I thought of a few
who were kind of
weak.
And then I realized
that during the time that they left their body, they had all been very surcharged. Because it was a very intense period, so the devotees were together, and they were really, really Krishna conscious. So I realized that those devotees were actually blessed because Krishna took them away at a time that they were very Krishna conscious. And maybe two or three of them probably, you know, would have even blooped
in the normal scheme of devotion,
the way their pattern of devotion was. They probably
tako
maybe in two or three years would have looked.
Njihov način prakticiranja može bi u dvije, tri godine blupili, ali Krishna je aranžirao da oni napuste tijelo kad su bili vrlo intenzivno svjesni Krishne, zbog opasnosti koje su bile tamo i približile su ih zajedno, čitali su, pjevali i mantrali neprestano i pokušavali raditi nesebičnu službu. Evo, to je mala priča kako sam procesirao, prebrodio
at Shastra, because there's so
to,
many cases
u Shastri,
where
to
some
toliko puno
heavy
slučajeva kad su se neke užasne,
you know,
stvari dogodile
in the past as well as the present. And it's not a sign that the spiritual master is not concerned or Krishna is not
kind
and merciful, but these things are part of the hellishness of the material world. Sometimes people think that spiritual life means that they're not supposed to have any problems.
And when they have some problems, they think,
well, I don't know if this is really true.
Well,
I don't know if Krishna is really that loving. I don't know if this is the right thing that I should do.
Somebody
has, you know, a child that dies, pregnancy, or someone dies very young, their husband dies, their mother dies, something that is, you know, rather abrupt. And it can challenge your faith.
I to može,
and so it can make you faithless, it can make you angry, it can make you,
you
know, bewildered. And sometimes we have to really be honest. We have to name it. What's going on with me? What's happening?
Be faithful. And then we're able,
you know, at the same time to be able to release it.
Istovremeno smo sposobni da to otpustimo. I kad bi ja jednostavno
and act like everything is okay, then it could have brought some doubts and disturbances later. It could have brought some reluctance in serving in some ways,
okay,
thinking, well, Krishna doesn't protect you anyway.
Guru,
try to serve the Guru in a selfless manner. And, you know, look what may happen. So all these things one could have thought about. And the mind can try to trick us in such ways. Okay, now, we like, where's our mic?
Na taj način.
You want to pass this around?
Evo sad,
okay, who would like to start off first? We'd like a few devotees to share our time
da nekoliko bakta
that they
podijeli,
have had some experience
neko vrijeme kad su možda
of anger,
imali iskustvo
relationship,
ljutnje,
the guru-disciple relationship,
guru,
and then they were able to process
kako su to
so
uspjeli nadladati.
Us,
molim vas, sažmite to za nas.
Now, another reason why we're doing this,
još jedan razlog zašto ovo činimo je
to help each other. We all
da
learn
pomognemo jedni drugima, jer mi učimo
but
kako pokušamo jedni druge učiti, ali
individualno
možemo biti iskreni i prepoznati da nam se ta stvar ne dogodi u budućnosti.
Way,
ili ako to dođe na jedan drugi način, imamo više snage kako to prebroditi. Proći kroz to, jer odnosi su vrlo teški, čak i ponekad s našim učiteljima. U svakoj učiteljskoj situaciji moramo biti
duties put upon us,
aha,
many requirements,
puno je stvari stavljeno pred nas i puno se toga od nas traži. Ponekad smo zbunjeni ili uznemireni, čak i grubi. I kako to transcendiramo, možemo to učiniti držeći se za to.
So would one or two people like to share?
Krenuvši dalje.
This is Simon before we move on to some other things. Many things are covered in the next couple of days in the short time.
Podijeliti to s nama.
Who'd like to start off?
Tko bi volio početi? Jer imamo mnogo toga za pokriti.
No one ever feels any disturbance.
Nitko nikad nije uznemiren, dakle.
You're okay with all instructions?
Sve je u redu, sve instrukcije su vam odlične. Or is it too embarrassed to share? Ili ste jednostavno previše sramežljivi da podijelite. Evo netko je otraga.
I bring the microphone to you.
Oops. Thanks.
Either language that you prefer?
I will speak in English.
Okay.
There was one period when I felt very misunderstood by my Guru Maharaj.
Da me Guru Maharaj ne razumije.
And later on, I found out that he actually protected me. I won't give too many details, but it was something like I did a step without asking for permission, and I had a wonderful experience, I felt, and I wanted to speak about it with him. But before I could even get through to him, somebody else told that I went outside of ISKCON to attend some program, and I was quite severely chastised for that by a written paper. This is my opinion on going outside of ISKCON. And I felt not heard, I felt misunderstood. So I couldn't really appreciate his protective measure.
But
after 2 years,
ali nakon dvije
I understood
godine,
that
he
really knew myself better than I did.
Znao bolje mene nego što sam ja sama sebe znala.
It makes me very happy when I think of this
episode
now.
The way he dealt with me, although I couldn't understand and appreciate it at that time, and it took me a while to digest it and to heal. Da to probavim i da čujem.
Vajnado Gorki. So this as a parent sometimes singles out a child because the parent is concerned to get the child to do the right thing in the right way.
Jer se oni brinu da
sometimes
da
the children are a little,
pravi,
you know, belligerent. They think, why?
Ne slušaju,
why
kažu,
can't just go out,
zašto
stay out late?
Samo ići,
why can't
do
this, do that?
Zašto ne mogu raditi ovo ili
they become
ono,
angry.
Postanu ljuta djeca.
And then as they mature, they
ali
see,
onda kako
oh,
sazrijevaju,
this was
vide,
because
oh, pa to je bilo zato,
mother of Mata Pita was trying to arrange things for my well-being. And we just didn't appreciate it at that time.
I jednostavno to nismo tada
the spiritual master has a duty in trying to be concerned about our present as well as our future.
So there's sometimes that
something may be arranged that we don't understand,
or
we get angry about.
So like in her case,
she saw later that it was really
due to his,
his
affection.
Someone else? Yes. Is it Damodar?
I would just like to share once a few years ago disciples of His Holiness Japata Goswami, we would invite our Guru Maharaj to come to Bosnia, to Sarajevo for maybe 4 or 5 years. And he was always telling us, yes, I'm trying to come, I will see if Krishna allows me to do so. And we have put also a lot of effort to get him a visa and everything. And he had also other many other responsibilities in other countries. And we were doing some preaching work in our place, and we made a lot of effort. And we were, and I was of course expecting him to come, and I wanted him to come to see us, to see what we are doing. But somehow he was not able to come. He didn't come, and I felt some anger also. But I didn't tell to anybody. But I really felt some anger and sadness also. And then I heard how you, Bhaktitirtha Maharaj, you gave advice to one devotee that he should write letters to Guru and not sending them. Just write sincere and open letters and not sending them to him. Just. And I also did so. I did really, and I described my anger or the name, I have named it really, but it was what was bothering me, and I have written all down and I was angry on him, and, but I, of course I didn't send the letter, and somehow after some time somehow this anger went away and it was not there, and soon after that my Guru Maharaj came to our place to see us.
So,
you may have thought he didn't get the letter. Maybe he did get the letter. But here is the situation where, you know,
we
sometimes feel the Guru must respond according to our desire. We go through so much, the rain, and then it doesn't happen.
We feel, oh,
how could he do that?
Kako je to mogao učiniti? Toliko se trudimo,
but
se dogodi da ne
when
dođe.
We try to
ali
do something,
pokušavamo nešto
even
učiniti,
if it's not physically
čak i ako to fizički
given,
nije dato,
the devotion that's behind it is already accepted. There's some things we do,
neke stvari činimo,
and Krishna lets something
external
manifest. And sometimes we put a lot of energy into something,
i ponekad stavimo puno energije u nešto i to se ne dogodi.
It doesn't mean that there's failure.
Ne znači da je to neuspjeh.
It doesn't necessarily mean that there's something wrong.
Da postoji nešto u krivu.
Because Krishna is the ultimate controller.
Jer Krishna je krajnji kontrolor.
But we have to do it
ali
as joyful,
to učiniti,
as if
veselije,
it was fully materialized.
Koda je u potpunosti materializirano.
Because when we make
jer
such an offering,
ponudu,
it is received.
Ona je prihvaćena.
That's why a devotee should always think big.
Zato bi bhakta uvijek trebali misliti veliko i biti odlučni da učine što mogu, jer će Krišna to prihvatiti.
It's up to him whether he allows it to manifest. It's up to guru whether, in fact, he physically accepts it or not.
Na guru, da li će on to fizički prihvatiti ili ne, i manifestirati.
And sometimes you may see him and you say, oh, Gurudev, thank you for this and bless me. And you say some prayers
and he hears us.
But he doesn't have to physically be there because it's a matter of Krishna in the heart, Krishna in your heart, Krishna in his heart.
And if you're sincere, Krishna will allow certain type of connection, you know, to be able to take place.
But it's good that when we do get overly disturbed by something, we feel anger,
and we're able, you know, to work through it.
Let's take one more case.
Is
someone else here?
Okay.
Bring the microphone over to
him.
This is the time that we were angry.
To je vrijeme kad smo mi bili
and then we worked through it.
I onda smo prošli kroz to.
Hare Krishna. I'm a disciple of Tama Krishna Goswami. And about 2 years ago, I visited him in Cambridge. I'm from New Zealand, so that was a big trip for me, going all the way over to Cambridge. I took my daughter with me. And I was thinking of doing some service for him. And it was very difficult to please my Guru Maharaj. He was quite particular. So I thought the safest thing to do was to clean his garage. I thought that was okay. I had Saradia with me and I could just clean, wouldn't do anything wrong. And he was doing his thesis, and unfortunately his office was just above the garage, and I was working with a vacuum cleaner and, you know, getting everything out of that garage, and it was hot outside, and Saradia was helping me, and we were just working along. And after about an hour, he opened the window of his office and called me, and he was so angry, and he told me I was making too much noise and this and that and the next, and if I wasn't going to cool it down, I had to go, and I was just feeling really, really terrible about that. And then I stayed another 2 days, and I was just really subdued after that, and went back to New Zealand, and then it stayed with me, like for months and months and months. He used to come like once a year to visit us. And then we were going to Vrindavan, and I was thinking, I better do something before we go, I have to write him a letter. So I wrote him a letter and said, this experience really stayed with me, and it was really like a thorn in my heart, and what could I do about that? And it was really, really scary writing the letter because I thought, oh my God, you know, what is going to write back? And then the email came immediately. He was always very fast. And he was, first of all, apologizing for being so angry with me, and I hope that he hadn't, you know, smashed me completely. But there were also other things I needed to know. And so he was elaborating a little bit on that. And that was really good. And after that, I felt really like peaceful, and felt like it was really good that I did that. I got it off my chest. I said, listen, this is what happened. I didn't feel comfortable with the way you did it. I actually felt okay that you told me, hey, be a little bit more quiet, but the way you did it was just a bit too heavy for me. And yeah, it was really wonderful that he replied. And that was the last time I had contact with him, because he passed away after that.
So, you actually jumped into part of my assignment tomorrow. Yesterday I asked you to reflect on the time you were angry
and the guru, and you worked through it.
But you're also sharing when guru was angry.
That was
going to be tomorrow's assignment, the time that when guru was angry at you and you realized that he was giving you mercy. But since you've already covered that, let's have one more, then I don't have to give you that homework. I'll give you some other homework assignment.
So if maybe one more person can share
the time that their guru was angry at them.
Guru bio ljut na njih.
And at first you were bewildered, but
I
later you saw,
spunjeni,
you know, that it was Guru's mercy.
Time
the Guru was angry at you,
kad je Guru bio,
then you were able to
vas,
work through it,
I onda ste
to be able to see
proći kroz to,
and what was really happening
da se,
was that it was
doista
actually
je
His mercy
bilo,
on
stvari,
you.
Njegova milost prema vama.
So someone can share in that category?
može li još netko podijeliti nešto u toj kategoriji, pa vam neću dati tu domaću zadaću za sutra.
You're jumping the gun on me. That was actually going to be tomorrow's.
To je bilo, trebala biti sutrašnja domaća zadaća.
Anyone? The other
bilo
person?
Ko?
Okay. Send it back.
Evo,
to Abby on
netko se javio, traga.
Just make it short for us.
Molim te, učini, reci kratko, tako da možemo dalje.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, it's okay. It's working.
Pa evo, ja imam sada iskustvo. Bio sam sa svojim duhovnim učiteljem Japataka Maharajem u Poljskoj. Bili smo na Woodstock festivalu. I ja sam ga čekao, trebao je doći, ali nije došao na vrijeme kao pobiče, opet se nešto desilo kasnije. I kada je konačno došao, ja sam uspio uloviti njegovog šofera i rekao sam, vozi me odmah u kancelariju da
vidim.
I onda, i onda kad smo došli tamo, ja sam ga pozdravio i on me je pogledao, pozdravili smo se i odmah me je pitao zašto nisi došao u Suboticu. I ja sam rekao, čekali smo te, zapravo, ja sam mu prvo rekao, čekali smo te u Budimpešti za Ratajatra, ali ti nisi došao. On mi kaže, zašto ti nisi došao u
Suboticu?
I bio je vrlo ljut. I više puta, nekoliko puta mi je bilo, zašto nisi došao u
Suboticu?
Ja sam rekao, ali nije nam nitko javio. Ja nemam, ja ne znam nikoga iz Subotice.
I don't know anyone from Subotica. One or two persons, I have no contact with them.
Međutim,
but
bio je kompletno
he was completely cool.
Uopće nije htio prihvatiti nikakvu
ispriku.
I onda kasnije kad sam razmišljao, onda sam zapravo shvatio da očekuje od mene
he expected from me
da ako želim uspostaviti nekakav dublji odnos i više biti sa njim, da se uvijek trebam zapravo potruditi da dođem
i da budem
u njegovoj blizini posebno zbog toga što
him,
ga vrlo rijetko možemo vidjeti.
We can see him so rarely.
Nikakva moja isprika nije pomogla.
My apology was not helping at all. He was angry. Still.
Vaishnava Gorgi. We have to remind ourselves Guru gives us blessing
kad nam Guru da blagoslov,
when he chastises
ili kad nas upori, da je to uvijek izraz njegove milosti.
It's all a sign that he's thinking about us.
I to je znak da on misli na nas.
He's given us some special attention.
Daje nam neku posebnu pažnju.
And sometimes we just have to
walk through things a little more with our mind
so that we're able to understand
umu, da bi mogli
what is going on.
Što se zbiva.
My time is running up.
Naše vrijeme
ističe, but I want to do one or two real short things.
I need
four volunteers.
Trebaju mi četiri dobrovoljca.
Two women and two men.
Dvije žene i dva muškarca.
Stand over here. These two men. Just stand up.
Molim vas, ustanite.
Okay, I need two women over here. Please come.
Dvije žene, molim vas, dođite.
You don't have a clue what you're volunteering for.
Nemate pojma za što ste se prijavili.
On this side. Two mothers over here.
Evo dvije majke, molim vas, stanite s moje lijeve strane.
Okay. Now, where's the microphone?
Molim vas, mikrofon.
Now, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
What are we going to do?
Sada ćemo
it's a short demonstration
pokazati na, ukratko,
of what happens.
Što se zbiva?
A difference between when you're angry
razlika
and when you're satisfied.
I kad ste zadovoljni.
Some tremendous different things.
razne zapanjujuće stvari se
zbivaju. It's a whole different world.
To je cijeli novi svijet.
Okay. Now, what I like
ja
devotees on the far side to do
na
yourself over the
night.
You?
Aha,
I want you to think of a time when you were really think of a time when you were very angry. More than almost any other time. And I want you to close your eyes. Okay? Just stand up and you can tell her and you hear what I'm saying. Can she hear you? Okay. So you close your eyes and I want you just to as if you're going back into that experience. Just remember how that was when somebody made you really, really angry. What they said, what they were doing, how they were looking. You know, just let all your senses go back into that period of what you were smelling, what you were hearing, as if it's happening all over again. Okay? Now, as you think like that, I want you to hold your right hand out like this.
Okay.
Okay, let it pull out the right hand. What? Let's do this. Even better. Hold the left hand. Left hand. Okay. Because I need. Let's see. This is your left. Okay. Which is your right? Okay. Then you come this side. So you hold. And you hold your right hand. Okay. Just right hand. Now, as you hold your hand, I want you just to try to keep it straight like this.
Okay?
And the other devotee is going to try to push it down. You try to resist. Just keep it up.
Okay?
The other devotee is going to try to push it down. But now, again, I want you to just close your eyes a minute. And I want you to keep them closed. You think about this time you were really, really angry at this person, okay? You just visualize that person in your mind who you're really angry toward. And as you are visualizing that person, I'm going to ask the other devotee to try to push your hand down.
All right?
Okay, so... Okay, the mother, you take both of your hands, and you're going to push her. Okay, now keep your eyes closed, and then think of this event. You were very angry, but try to hold your hand so she can't push it down. Okay, you push your hand down now. Okay, do the same thing when you were really angry. Now. Now, I want you to do the same thing, but I want you to think of a time when you were really happy, all right, that you were very, very happy, and you wish that experience could happen again and again. Somebody made you, like, so happy, all right? You see that person in your mind? You think about what he or she said, and now he's going to try to push your hand down again. You try to resist while you're thinking about that person. Okay, keep thinking about that person. Okay, now you got to push your hand down. No, you guys are messing up my experiment. I'm going to do this all over again. Okay. Everybody watch what happens now. Okay, now this time we go back. I want you to think of the time that you were angry. Okay, just close your eyes. Hold your hand out again. Now you have to resist, okay? You have to keep your hand straight. You just try to keep your hand straight. You're angry now, okay? Do the same. Close your eyes. Okay, just for 1 minute now. Think of the time that you were angry, okay? Okay, now try to push the hand down. Push your hand down. Okay. All right. Now, the opposite again. Think of the time you were very happy. All right. Just focus for a minute. And you were very, very happy. That something was going so wonderful. Somebody did something so nice to you. You were very, very pleased. Now, you're going to now resist once more. Keep your hand as straight as you can. And you try to push it down. Everybody watch. Okay, now, you didn't notice it, but I want to hear from them. Which time was the hardest?
When she was happy.
Yes. Which time was the hard? All right. You can... when he was angry, it was harder? Okay. Because he can sit down. No, let me explain. It's interesting. Now, usually what happens is very distinct. is that when we are happier, we normally have so much more power. And therefore, it becomes harder to push the hand down. Because when we are angry, we usually feel embarrassed. But Govindananda, he didn't feel very embarrassed. He got more strength when he was angry. But the point is that really when we are happier and we're pleased, we actually have more physical strength also. And the person pushing the hand down, you know, usually can notice this. Now, our time is almost up, so I'm going to do one last thing. Now, I want you all to imagine that you're up on a mountain and you're stranded on this mountain. And you're up on this mountain with a person who makes you very angry. I mean, this person has given you so much anxiety. But now, you have water and this person has food. And you're both stranded there, and you will starve or you will die of thirst unless somehow you're able to do something. But now, this person makes you angry. You have a bad relationship with this individual. They have a bad relationship with you. You're really in a conflictual arranged relationship with this person. The last person you want to be left alone with in such a situation. But you're the only two people together. You have the water. The other person has the food. You will both die if somehow something doesn't happen. Now, I want us to write on the board. What are some possibilities of what could possibly take place? You have the water. The other person has the food. What are some different types of possibilities?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, first one is to make friends. Now, you've had this long conflict been going on for a long time.
So
one idea is to make friends. Another one? Okay. To die gloriously. You keep your water and you drink it and you starve. You die gloriously, the other person? Okay. But what else could happen? Because you may be ready to keep your water, but what about the other person?
Yes.
Okay.
Try to make contact.
Try to make what?
Contact.
Try to make contact? Okay. You try to talk it out, huh? Yes.
To live on prana.
Be a yogi. Live on prana and die.
Živi na prani I umri.
Yes.
Budi yogi. Pokušati uzeti vodu od te osobe.
Okay. Aggressively steal the water.
Agresivno ukrasti vodu.
Okay. Okay, a person can live longer.
Osoba može živjeti duže bez
water.
S vodom nego
without water.
Bez vode nego bez hrane.
So she will drink her water.
Dakle, ona
drink
će
her water.
Popiti svoju vodu.
Wait for him to die.
I čekati da ona umre.
Okay. Take yours and wait for the other person to die and take his.
Čekati da druga osoba umre.
The other possibilities? Okay, share.
Podijeliti.
Okay, but what happens that you know, there's a problem.
Problem.
You share.
Vi podijelite,
the other person
ali
doesn't
druga
share.
Osoba ne želi dijeliti.
Okay, you can try. You can try to share.
Pokušajte podijeliti to.
You may say, we want to share.
Reći,
you give yours.
Želiš li
he takes yours and he runs.
I date mu svoje I onda on pobjegne.
The other alternatives?
Druga neka alternativa.
There's different possibilities, yes.
Razne mogućnosti.
Solve the problems.
Riješiti probleme.
That's already there. Make friends.
To je već napisano.
What's another possibility that could happen?
Još jedna mogućnost.
Just think, you know, it's a real situation. Two people who really don't like each other, have conflict, have anger, and they're having to survive. And then one got water, one got food.
Mm-hmm.
And do what? Okay.
Tu ti praktičan. On može ostaviti malo.
So, since you don't trust this person, you leave a little water here, you leave a little food,
on
you see if it works.
Hrane, okay. A vi ostavite malo vode sa strane i vidite ako to funkcionira.
Here.
Evo znanstvenika ovdje. Iskoristite to kao priliku.
Okay, that's already there. Make friends, that kind of there.
Dobro, to smo već spomenuli u stvari. Riješiti.
What's the other? Fight?
Okay. Druga stvar, boriti se.
Okay, any last one? Yes.
Zadnji. Pokušati organizirati sangu s tom osobom.
That's already there. Make friends, that's already existing.
Prijateljiti se. To je već
any last, yes.
Posljednje.
Huh? What do you say? Do homicide? Kill the person?
Ubiti osobu.
Kill the person. Better for one to die than two to die, right?
Bolje da jedan umre nego dvojica.
Pray to Krishna. Pray to Krishna. Okay. Pray to Krishna.
Molite se Krishni da promijeni srce.
Okay.
Biti milostiv.
Okay.
Otići na drugu stranu, možda ima neko drugo.
Go leave, you'll find somebody else somewhere.
Nikad se ne zna.
But there's nobody there. But you and the person.
Nema nikog, samo ti i ta osoba. Služiti ga ponizno i čekati da on.
Serve him humbly and hope that you will change his heart.
Da ćete promijeniti njegovo srce.
Okay. Give him the water and the food and let him survive and you die.
Preživi i vi umrete.
Okay. Try to sell, barter some water for some food.
Pokušati se nagoditi malo vode sa malo hrane.
Yes.
Apelirati na inteligenciju da
I think you have an idea.
Mislim da imate ideju o čemu govorim.
Of this situation, huh? Is that here's something that is very
evo nečeg vrlo lakog.
Friends. Or in good association,
u dobrom
you just
društvu,
decide you know to share. But when there is conflict or there's anger, then something that could be so simple could turn even into both persons dying. This is the best, if possible,
najbolje
compromise,
ovo, ako je moguće,
resolve it in some way. But this is not
going to
be so easy if there is so much antagonism. So you can die gloriously. You just watch each other die.
Gledati jedno drugo kako umiru.
You can try to make some kind of contact. But you don't know if the person is going to be honest.
Hoće li osoba biti
if
iskrena,
he's going to hold up to their to the agreement.
Se držati so dogovora, you can think, možete misliti,
let me make some plans to steal. But he may be thinking also the same thing.
A on bi isto mogao
you
misliti isto i oboje umrete.
Take yours and wait for the other person. Consider, well, you can live longer on one than the other, so you wait till that person dies.
Poesti, to je popiti,
this is something similar, try to share.
Umre.
You can just consider, well, we're going to fight this. Whoever wins, they're going to survive, the other one's going to die. You can just decide, well, I might as well kill him.
Ja ću ga jednostavno ubiti.
Better one person dies
onda će samo jedna osoba umriti, a ne dvije.
Pray to Krishna.
Moliti se Krishni da promijeni situaciju.
You can serve him in
možete
humility,
ga,
thinking that, well,
služiti,
if I serve him, maybe he will,
ako
his heart will change
služio,
and he will give and I will give.
Promijeniti.
You can try to sell
pokušati
some, try to barter.
Malo
you can see,
njemu.
Most of these will be very
I
difficult. Because he doesn't trust you and you don't trust him.
So most cases,
something that could work out so easy becomes so complicated that can even cause death.
Okay?
So now our last exercise, which we're going to bring us all in together, I need to have someone who has an anger issue.
Koja ima problem s ljutnjom, to je oko 80% vas.
All those who have an anger issue, just raise your hand.
Kogod ima problem s ljutnjom, samo dignite ruku.
Now, I want one of you whose hand is up. If there's a person in the room who is mainly the one who gives you anger.
Koja je osoba koja vas ljuti najviše? Postoji neko u sobi koji vas najviše ljuti?
Okay. All right.
U redu, evo ga.
I need two chairs.
Trebaju mi dvije stolice.
Bring me two chairs. So,
Sita i Daksha.
Sita i Daksha, dođite.
Okay. Sita, you sit here.
Sita, sjedni ovdje.
And Daksha, you sit there over there.
Daksha tamo.
No, even better. I want you both to stand. Just stand up.
Jednostavno oboje ustanite.
All right. You stand and you face each other.
I suočite se jedno s drugim.
You stand there. So,
dakle,
I'd like Daksha first to explain.
Želim da Daksha prvo objasni.
What does Sita do?
Što Sita čini?
That makes him angry.
Da ga čini ljutim.
Maybe it's better question what Sita not do.
Što Sita ne čini?
Okay. What I'd like you to do? I'd like you to tell me.
Sada želim da mi kažete.
Three things.
Tri stvari.
That you feel.
Za koje osjećate.
Changed.
Aha, da se koje osjećate kad bi se Sita promijenila, to bi ti pomoglo da se osjećaš tako dobro u vezi veze.
And it would take away all of your anger.
I sav svu ljutnju bi tvoju odagnalo.
Let's see. Right on the board.
Sad ćemo to napisati na ploču. Evo, kaži tri stvari za koje osjećaš da bi Sita to učinila, ti ne bi trebao više biti ljut. Ti ne bi više bio ljut, ne bi imao razlog. Kad bi ona bila manje neovisna.
Okay, less independent, that's one.
She grows her hair.
Kad bi pustila kosu.
Okay, two. One more.
I još jedan.
One more. See that you think of your three also. Go ahead. There's one other thing.
To have more appreciation for Vaishnavas.
Kad bi više cijenila Vaishnava.
Greater appreciation for Vaishnavas. Okay. Now, you give it to Sita. Okay, now. Sita, I'd like you to give
three
things that you feel would help you not to be angry at Daksha. If he would change those things,
it
would help you not to be angry at him.
First thing is things
which he promised.
Stvari koje je obećao da će učiniti.
To keep promises.
Da, znači održi obećanja.
Second thing is to somehow
da nekako
pora. I have to grow up my hair, but he has.
Ja moram pustiti kosu, on mora odrasti.
To know, I didn't think.
Okay. To mature.
Postane sreo, znači.
To mature.
Just to explain. Yeah. In a
samo
sense
da objasnim na način
where,
da on zna.
Where his things are and
da zna gdje su mu stvari.
I don't have,
ja jednostavno nemam. Nemam više. Okay.
Now the third one.
Da tražim sve što izgubim. Treće.
And the third one to sometimes
da ponekad
shvati a little bit more.
Malo više.
I'm thinking
kako ja razmišljam, okay. Možda je to okay, previše, ali
and why I'm doing
i zašto ja neke stvari radim.
Okay, so we see these three things.
Ako vidimo te tri stvari.
The first three is Dakshas.
Prve tri su Dakshine.
The second,
druge tri
are Sitas.
Su Sitine.
Okay. Now see that each of you here again. I need you facing Daksha. You're both facing each other.
Sjednite,
okay. No, hold the microphone.
Let's jedno sa drugom first. Okrenite.
So you both stand where you are now.
I stojite kako ste sada.
We don't want any fighting here.
Ne želimo ovdje nikakvu svađu.
In front of the deities.
Pred božanstvima.
Later outside.
Vani, kasnije.
By the sea. Anybody bring any boxing gloves?
Ima neko boksačke rukavice.
So, the Daksha first.
Prvo Daksha.
It says less.
Kaže da budem Sita manje neovisna.
Less independent. Sita, if Daksha is able to keep his promises more.
Da kad bi Daksha održao svoje
you can work on being less independent.
Misliš da bi mogla biti manje neovisna?
You think so? If he's able.
Kad bi on mogao.
If he's willing to work on keeping his promises.
Radio na tome da održi svoje obećanje. Bi ti mogla pristati da budeš manje neovisna?
Okay. Then I want you to take one step toward him.
Molim te kreni jedan korak prema njemu.
Okay. So she said it's very possible if he's ready.
Vrlo je moguće ako je on spreman održati svoje obećanje.
She's ready to consider
ona je spremna
being less independent.
Da razmisli da bude manje neovisna.
Sita.
Sita, ako
Daksha. No, let's take Daksha then. Daksha.
Uzmemo sad Dakshu.
If Sita.
Daksha kad bi Sita.
Grows her hair.
Pustila kosu.
Maharaj, because this was a joke.
Yes.
Maybe the same, like to appreciate
bila,
more.
No, it's not a joke. You brought it up.
Nije, nije šala. Rekao si, rekao.
It's not a joke.
It's suppressed anger.
To je.
But let me ask though.
Zapriječeni
gnjev. It's an issue for you.
If to je problem. Ako
is ready to grow her hair out.
Pustila kosu.
You think you could consider trying to be a little more responsible,
malo više zreo i odgovoran.
In terms of what she feels?
Onako kako ona osjeća da bi to trebalo biti.
Is it possible?
Je li to moguće?
She's ready to make a change.
Ona je spremna se pomijeniti.
I can try.
You can try.
Mogu pokušati.
Make a step closer to her.
Evo, za korak ne vidim. Napravio je jako mali koračić.
Sita, Daksha is concerned.
Dakle, Sita, Dakshina je,
about
Dakshina se brine
appreciation.
O tome da ga
he feels you need to
cijeniš,
appreciate Vaishnavas more. I guess.
Ne, da ne cijeniš Vaishnave stvari dovoljno i da ih više toleriraš i ne kritiziraš.
So, are you ready to be try to be a little more tolerant?
Pokušati biti tolerantni u skladu s njegovom percepcijom.
If he appreciates
ako
you more.
Ako on više cijeni tebe.
Okay, make another step toward him.
Evo, kreni još jedan korak prema njemu. Ona je napravila veliki korak.
To je samo fool, nemojte nasjeti.
That's only like fooling. Fooling technique.
Okay,
don't
Daksha,
fall on this.
If if Sita,
kad bi Sita,
let's see, keeps. Who's the promises? This is here. Yeah. This is hers. Okay. So, if Sita
kad bi
appreciates
Sita.
The girls less, your turn. Let's see, the mature appreciate. Let me ask you once more. If Sita is able to keep her promises more,
kad bi Sita mogla održati svoje obećanja, ne, on je, on
top
je.
Top is Daksha's, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's Daksha not keeping promises. Oh, okay. Now, so Sita, if Daksha,
kad bi Daksha
really tries to work on keeping his promises,
pokušao raditi na tome da održava obećanja,
so he's saying that he can consider maturing.
Kažeš da
you can concern about appreciation. But you're also concerned that he doesn't keep his promises so much. If he's able to keep his promises a little more,
kad bi on malo više održavao svoje obećanja, bili ti mogla
feel more happier in the relationship?
Biti srednija u vezi.
Okay, take another step. Yes.
Kreni još jedan korak.
Okay. So where we are now?
Dakle, što sad imamo je?
It's real quick.
Vrlo brzo.
So this is.
Dakle,
Daksha here, right?
Ovo je Daksha.
Daksha is concerned about.
Daksha se brine da je Sita.
Independence.
Growing
here.
Da greater appreciation. I da ga ne cijeni.
So we're supposed to be servants of the servants.
Mi bi trebali biti.
Therefore, in order to serve someone,
i da bi nekog služili,
we need to have a better idea.
Trebamo imati bolju
ideju o tome. What their needs are.
Koje su njihove potrebe.
So Daksha.
Dakle, Daksha
is saying,
kaže.
That he is concerned about Sita being.
Da se brine da je Sita neovisna.
He has some repressed concern about her hair.
Potisnuo je ljutnju
u vezi njene kože. And he feels he has great appreciation for Vaishnavas.
I da
Sita is concerned about Daksha.
A Sitina not keeping his promises. Da ne održava
obećanja.
Da on treba sazreti i da
more responsibility and depend on her on so many things.
Odgovornosti ne ostavlja u njoj u vezi puno stvari i da cijeni njeno mišljenje ili njene.
You both sit down. I want you to write down.
Sjednite oboje i zapišite te stvari.
Daksha, I want you to write down.
Ja bih htio da napišeš
what Sita's concerns are.
Što brine Sita,
I want you to write down
what Daksha's are.
So what you're both saying, that you both would have less trouble with anger, you would feel so much more satisfied in the relationship if the other person would fulfill certain things. It's so difficult if we're trying to serve someone, we don't know what their perceptions or their needs are. But we know what their needs, we really care about them, and we should, and we have a duty to try to be sensitive to their needs. It's not really so important whether all of this is true or not.
Nije toliko važno je li ovo istinito sve ili nije, već je važno
da je percepcija
i da osoba odgovara na tu percepciju,
a Dakša
reagira u
toj vezi
da te stvari ne dobiva, a trebaju mu. I isto tako i Sita.
I need you somehow to be less independent. I need you to grow hair.
Ne, Dakša kaže, žele da budeš manje.
I need you to have greater appreciation for Vaishnavas.
Sita saying,
but Daksha, I need you to keep promises. I need you to mature, be more responsible. I need you to appreciate that I have my own opinions and to be able to not be so disturbed for me having my own opinions. So, anger is manifesting due to these needs that they're both having not being addressed. Anger is very dangerous because it's not only the Daksha is your husband or Sita is your wife, but you are Vaishnavas. And
as Vaishnavas,
this anger is not only interfering with the relationship, but it means aparats.
Znači
aparate
koje možete ili činite jedno prema drugom,
right
in front of you, Vaishnave, osim što
three things that each of you
pred vama stoje tri stvari koje svako od vas treba. I drugo pitanje, hoćete li pogledati dublje i pokušati biti osjetljiviji prema tuđim potrebama? Nije važno je li ovo skroz istina, već je važna činjenica da Daksha kaže, o, voljena Sita, ja sam uznemiren na ovaj
in our association. I'm feeling you're too independent. I'm feeling that I would love you even more or appreciate you even more or be happier to be with you if your hair grows out. If you are able to appreciate Vaishnavas.
I
see the same. Oh yes, beloved Daksha. But what about the promises that you did not keep? What about you maturing? What about you appreciating my opinions? So I want you to write these down, and that's for you both to try to see how you can address these
a little more.
Now to help you,
kako bi vam pomogao, Daksha, evo, uzmi ovo, uzmi ovo,
and you put it on Sita.
I stavim to na Situ.
Just put it on Sita as a garland.
Stavi to Siti kao garland. Daj!
Yes. Now, Sita, you put it on Daksha.
Sita, ti stavi to na Daksha, evo.
All right. So I want you guys to take this back home with you as a reminder about these three things.
I da se uvijek podsjećate na ove tri stvari.
So then we summarize.
Kako bi to
we just do a 2-minute summary.
U dve minute,
so today we looked at seven ways how to address any problem.
Bilo kojim problemom. Znači, proper association of sadhu, a drugo je
šastra,
treće je guru, četvrto je uključ.
One of the things we just did just now
koje smo sad upravo učinili
putting ourselves in the other person's shoes.
Druge osobe.
Is that Sita has her problem,
Sita ima svoje
concerns Daksha has his, Daksha
ima svoje,
but right now they're both only seeing what they want.
Oboje vide samo ono što oni žele.
Now,
a sada,
if this part of your body
kad bi ovaj dio vašeg
is ill or in pain, your body is sick.
Boli, tijelo bi vam bilo bolesno.
As married couples, they are part of the body. Together, they make up the body.
I zajedno čini
so when
jedno tijelo,
half of your body is ill,
kad vam je tijelo bolesno,
then it means you are
znači
having a problem
da imate problem
with the body.
S tijelom.
So it's not just Sita's problem
or Daksha's
problem. It's
both of their problem.
Problem
nego je
not only this side
problem
of the body. We say, oh, it's just Sita doing this or Daksha doing that. kaže, no, oh, da it is my other half.
To je moja druga polovica.
That is having certain needs that are not being addressed.
Koje nije, s kojima
if my other half is satisfied, then my whole body is functioning better.
Onda je moje cijelo tijelo
see, it's
bolje.
Easy just to see another person's problem and just let it stay there. What she's really saying, my other half is wounded,
je ranjena.
Is ill. Sita, Daksha, the same thing.
Daksha
it's
kaže,
not just this, these issues.
Nije
Sita
samo da su ti problemi tu, nego
to grow
Sita
hair,
neovisna,
that she needs to appreciate Vaishnavas. Is that Daksha's other half is having some wounds,
ima neke
some problems.
Rane, neke probleme,
and so if both halves are comfortable and happier, then the body is more whole. So we're asking them now, keeping this Sringadeva Pavitra as a reminder, they're trying to put their one self in the other person's position. For Daksha to think more about what Sita's needs are, Sita to think more about what Daksha's needs are, for them to try somehow to connect more based on each other's needs. And so, you who are all here, we were kind of having a chance to be at a distance and to watch them. And of course they were acting, but we could see that yes, they're both very nice devotees, but how much more wonderful it would be if they are able to have the whole body healed. How much Daksha will be happy in the relationship, how much Sita will be happy, but now the most amazing thing is that they have the key how to make each other happier.
Sretnima.
But they're not using it.
Ali ne koriste ga.
They have the key because these are some of the areas that there's a problem.
Problema.
And so if these areas are solved, the relationship will automatically be
riješila,
so much more stronger. Although they both want to be happier,
tako, oboje žele
they want
biti
the relationship to be more peaceful,
žele da odnos
they're not
mirni,
doing enough sufficiently to make it happen.
Da
so therefore, to assist in that,
dogodi,
we're having them to list three major things
smo,
that they feel would improve the relationship,
da bi
and I kept them separate, just showing that these things is separating them,
da ih te stvari,
and that if they're able to work on it, it brings them together closer.
I kad bi radili na tome,
now they are
to,
one body that's
bližima,
being somewhat more separated.
Oni su
that should
koje se malo
be together as one.
Koje bi trebalo biti
so we're
going to
check
jedno.
Next time I see them, I'm going to check to see how they're working on
vidim,
these.
Right. Kako rade na tome.
And you have this as a reminder.
I to vas podsjeća,
so in all of our cases, we sometimes need not to just be thinking only of ourselves, but to try to put ourselves in the other person's concern. Realizing, especially if it's somebody you have to be with, would you say husband and wife or your children, that they're a part of you. So it becomes even more important to understand their needs and their perception so that there can be some healing where there's less anger or less conflict in a relationship. So we looked at this, that sometimes we have to name the problem, we have to face it, feel it, and release it. I try to do the hand exercise where normally what happens is that when you're feeling the anger, the body is weaker. When you're feeling the goodness, the body is stronger. But Govinda Ananda, he broke all records. Even in his anger, he gets stronger. So I feel sorry for those around him when he gets angry. But we were saying, name it, face it, fill it, and release it. So we were naming some things, trying to face it in some way. And even as they mentioned, the thing the other person bothers them on, I'm sure internally they were feeling some disturbance. As Daksha was thinking, oh, Sita is too independent. He feels a certain mood about that. As he's thinking, oh, Sita, she doesn't appreciate Vaishnavas. As he thinks about how she does that, same thing. Sita's thinking, oh, Daksha doesn't follow his promises. He's not very mature. And so here, we're facing it, filling it. But the question is not just to fill it and hold it in, but how to be able, you know, be able to release it. And then we looked at possibilities of what could happen when you're with somebody who you're in anger toward conflict. You see something again that's very simple. Now becomes very complex.
Stvari,
where here, if it's just two friends, they figure, okay, you have water, I have food. Let's ration off. Let's divide so that we can both survive this. But because of the anger, then what happens and the bad relationship, one person is thinking, I'd rather die than share my food. At least I'll die with some glorious dignity. In
or
you try some kind of contract,
but even in that,
you don't know if the person is
going to
cheat
or
wondering if you're going to cheat. And so sometimes the other person will cheat you thinking that you're going to cheat. Or you start making plans to steal thinking that this is the way you're going to survive. So you see all of these things. You fight, you kill the person. All of these problems are possible, but do not have to be there if the anger or the conflict, you know, does not exist. Look how we complicate our lives in so many ways. All of this doesn't have to be there if they are able to appreciate the other person's perception and needs a little better. If they were talking this out more and ready somehow to try to meet, to understand. That's why when I had them to walk a little closer, the idea is that there's got to be some compromise involved. There has to be also some willingness for both parties to try to move out of their comfort zones. If they're just standing only there and having these issues, they keep this kind of defense, they keep a separation. But they have to be ready to consider the other person's concerns, the other person considering theirs, and then it brings them closer. So we'll look tomorrow at some other things and how specifically to use techniques in addressing anger. We shared a few of them today. It's very important for us as devotees because we don't want to make aparads.
Vaishnava aparad,
guru aparad, etc. We had the guru stories. So we can minimize many devotees commit spiritual suicide because of guru aparad.
There
are a lot of things that happen that we don't feel comfortable with. We have to be careful to process them in the right way. Otherwise, our devotional keeper gets choked. Okay, so we stop now. We went over time. Sorry it took so long. But tomorrow we're going to have some more volunteers.
We
won't tell you what
you'll
volunteer for, but we'll get ready. So thank you. We thank Sita and Daksha. We thank your ability to share this with us. And now you're on the spot. Everyone's going to watch and ask you how the relationship is going. Shri Prabhupada ki, Vaishnava Gaur ki. Hare Krishna.